We moved to the second floor of an apartment building which had two rooms. It was in the south where the war was going on. Ibrahim used to come back home very late, but he would also leave early in the morning. And so I used to be alone all day long. Once, he was away for 3 days. The city was calm and quiet. Streets and alleys were pitch black. It was 1:30 a.m. and I was sitting underneath a lamp reading a book. All of a sudden, I heard a noise. I stood up to open the door. Ibrahim was at the door, all muddy from head to toe. It was clear from his face that he was exhausted. It was obvious he had not slept for a few days. He came in and apologized. "I am embarrassed. Please forgive me. It's been 2 weeks that I've brought you here and left you stranded in an empty city like this. And after all that, I return in this condition, looking like this. I am embarrassed. Please forgive me. I am embarrassed. Please forgive me." He went straight to the bathroom to take a shower. I remember that we did not have hot water that night, and so Ibrahim must have taken a shower with cold water. I tolerated all these difficulties for the love I had for him. I just wanted to be alongside him, no matter what. I tolerated all these difficulties for the love I had for him, for the love I had for him. I just wanted to be alongside him, no matter what, no matter what. This was a story from the life of Shaheed Ibrahim Himmat. Ibrahim Himmat. Ibrahim Himmat. A young and active youth who gave his all for Allah's sake.
For Allah's sake.
And left this world as a shaheed.